But according to this, there's some others, they were commending themselves according to their epistles of commendation. We don't need that, okay? And, you know, I hit on Bible college. Go to Mark chapter 12. I hit on Bible college on Sunday. And here's the thing is, I know that's going to piss a lot of people off.
Yep.
Right? Thanks, Mark. Were you one of them? I'm just kidding. But here's the thing. This is my turf.
Amen.
And look, if you don't like what I'm saying about Bible college, there's on the corner of the screen, there's an X button.
Right.
Just click out. Oh, but the thumbnail says Bible college. All right. But it says the way of the heathen too. You know, and you don't have to listen to the sermon. Okay. So, and one of the reasons, there's a couple reasons why I preach that message, okay? I preach that message, number one, because it's biblical to teach what the biblical form of training people is, okay? And in this day and age, it goes to show you how much the institution of Bible college has infiltrated churches based on the recoil and the reaction of people. Because you start questioning their institution, their beloved golden calf institution, and they don't want no one to question it. Well, when you got a Baptist preacher getting up saying what the Bible actually says, it's going to rub people the wrong way. So one, it's just the truth that needs to be taught. But two, we have Bible college students that are coming to our church. So, you know, and they're asking me, what should I do? What must I do to get out of Bible college? And I, you know, I just preach a sermon, listen to that sermon, you'll find out what to do, you know? But three, I want people to understand where I stand on this position of Bible college. Because I was a teacher, I graduated, and the list goes on and on and on, okay? So, lest people think otherwise, I want people to know where I stand on Bible college, that I'm completely against it. And look, like I said on Sunday, I've been on both sides of the fence. I was with them, promoting them, with their tour groups, and you know, recruiting people, recruiting Marcos and Ulysses and the like. You know, but now I saw the fruit of it. By the way, I saw the fruit for 10 years. I think 10 years, a decade's a good amount of time to really observe fruit, okay? I saw the fruit of it, and it's just like, it doesn't work. Okay. Now, if you don't like that, then just click out. Leave a dirty comment if you want. Hit the thumbs down if that makes you feel better. And click out. In fact, if you're watching the sermon, it's probably because you're subscribed to my channel. And if you watched it this week, it's probably because you hit the bell that lets you know that my sermon is up. So that's your fault. So this is what you do. Unsubscribe if you want and go to Golden State Faggot College.
Yeah, man.